They're going to call Hackbarth out of the circle before we even begin. In fact, both of them are out. Colby Acker and Grant Ortell. Now the puck drops. We're underway. Let's light this candle right off the faceoff from outside the blue line. A dribbler put on goal by Rapids. Colby Acker, and it sticked aside. Not really a good scoring opportunity. Ethan Hurt. Evergreen's back in their defensive end. Pass a little bit behind Yaku's. Evergreen's behind their own net. Sent all the way around the boards. Rapids holds this in. Evergreen's battle for this puck. Colby Schmidt for the Evergreens, now forward. Evergreens slide this down the ice. Aside from the Olympic size rink that the Evergreens play on at the Green Heck Fieldhouse, this is the second biggest rink in the league. Lots of ice in front of us here at the Southwood County Recreation Center. Evergreens hold this in. Andrew Ligel is on the ice for the Evergreens. Held it into the blue line, into the corner. Rapids has a defender there. Nope, gave the puck away. Grant Ortell. And now out of the zone. Evergreens go back and chase. Keaton Ottinger for the Evergreens. Ahead along the far side boards. Neither team's had a good look at the net. We're a minute 15 seconds in. Behind the net now, Evergreens are chasing. Quinton Shiro. Rapids comes away with the puck. Evergreens try and repossess it, neutral ice. Rapids sends it to the corner. Gavin Duckett. Duckett lost it as soon as he carried it behind the net. Evergreens 3-on-2 coming back. Passes behind the Evergreens. Evergreens kind of look off, a little off their game here in the first couple of moments. Sent now back to Jaglinski. Jaglinski long pass. Didn't make the connection. And Blake Balco takes it away for Rapids. Rapids is on a change. Evergreens trying to catch them here. Zinda onside. Flicked it on goal. Stick save. Stuck away there. It is Torger Starkucci who is the goalie for Rapids. We had thought that Braden Sabatke would be starting. That's not correct. Torger Starkucci made that first stick save. It's along the near side boards. Evergreens look to hold this in. Comes back out blue line. Evergreens go cross ice now. This is Yaku's, carries it near the corner, tried to leave it for a trailer. Parker Netsky. Netsky flicked, didn't go through. Deflected off one of the Rapids defenders, Gavin Duckett, and out of the zone. Evergreens have Yaku's back. Evergreens long cross-ice pass. Yaku's couldn't connect with Alex Kisley. Goes into the corner. Evergreens are on a change here. Rapids sends it all the way down. Ethan Hurt out of goal. Evergreens have a defender back there and turned over to Rapids behind the net. Rapids near side boards. Colby Acker, can he get it centered there? Evergreens get it out of the zone. Rapids will have to clear. Evergreens from behind their own net. Parker Hurt. Now Evergreens turn the puck over there, trying to get it to the forehand side with Jacob Duraski. Duraski lost the puck while going from backhand to forehand, and he was halfway down the circles. Now from the far side boards, rapid shot wide. Put on net by Carson Gunderson. Evergreens get it out. Bounces all the way out of the zone, all the way down the ice. Came off the boards and came out in front. Starkucci, the Rapids goalie, comes out and covers up there. Evergreens get an offensive zone faceoff. You know, as good as the Evergreens looked against Stevens Point, Evergreens haven't been able to connect on a lot of their passes. Kind of sleepwalking through the opening stages of the first period. Evergreens win the draw, go cross-ice. Jaglinski shot there. Yaku's deflected in front. Ah, the goalie was down early, unable to steer it in. Hackbarth was right in front on the near side post. From behind the net, Evergreens still hold the zone. Pass goes off the boards, an inaccurate pass, and Yaku's can't keep it in. Goes all the way down the ice. Evergreens, Jaglinski. The Evergreens sure are the faster skating team. The Evergreens, though, have not yet asserted themselves in this match. Rapids has it behind. Yaku's pestering. Stick checks it away. Evergreens come back the other way. Here's Grant Ortell. Does not have numbers. Tries to center it in front to Hackbarth. Little bit behind Hackbarth. Yaku's holds in far side boards. Evergreens now it's 5-on-5 in the zone. Hackbarth circles back along the boards. Hackbarth stick handling very fancy. Hackbarth carries it behind the net. Fills in front. Shot. Score! For the Evergreens. Hackbarth fed in front to Parker Hurt, and the Evergreens draw first blood. Hurt for the Evergreens from Hackbarth. Hackbarth was a magician with the puck before getting it out in front. carried it behind the net, able to get it centered. The Evergreens will play from in front tonight. Goal comes at 4:12 of the first period. So even with the Evergreens not playing their best, they draw first blood tonight. Helper to Davis Hackbarth, goal for Parker Hurt. Evergreens lead 1-0. Play is back in. Puck drops. Rapids out at their blue line. Rapids bouncing shot. Wow, the goalie was screened. Didn't see it till the last minute. Blade Balco wide of the near side post. Bounces off the lively boards here at the Wood County Recreation Center. Comes all the way out of the zone. Rapids has to regroup at center ice. Again, the Evergreens look like between the blue lines, Evergreens are dominating. Again, faster skating team will usually have the neutral ice advantage. Rapids is back in their own defensive end, and they've just turned it over. Here's Brady Bunnell on the far side boards. Bunnell carries it behind the net, pinned up there. Coming over to help is Quinton Shiro. Evergreens back out to their blue line. Jaglinski flicks it to the corner, goes all the way around the boards from the far side to the near side. Evergreens look to hold this zone and look to build on this 1-0 lead. Rapids comes away with that puck. Goes cross ice. Let's see if the Red Raiders can get onside. Now steered into the corner. Rapids will go on a change. Here comes Yaku's long pass down. The Evergreens are onside. Got it right onto the tape of Brady Bunnell. Bunnell had a little trouble controlling that bouncing puck. Now the Evergreens will get a change too. Pass is too long. New skaters on for the Evergreens, and Jaglinski is going to go behind his own net. We're at the 11-minute mark, first period. Evergreens 1, Rapids nothing. Hackbarth feeding Parker Hurd in front. Evergreens in their defensive goal behind their own net to Yaku's. Now, Yaku's don't see that often. Overskated the puck there, and Zinda tries to pick it up. Zinda banged into the boards. Evergreens come away with it in their defensive zone. And here comes Yaku's, got two trailers. Yaku's onside, keeps it himself, carries it behind the net. Trying to spin around and feed Zinda a little bit behind him. Yaku's may have been trying to do too much there. He's the fastest skater down the ice and then lost it while stick handling, trying to set up a trailer. Evergreens are out of the zone, have to change up. Rapids gets new skaters on. Evergreens still possess. Near side boards over skating the puck. There is Parker Hurt, who is the goal scorer. Rapids on the turnover, trying to put that on net. Tough angle down near the goal, and it's wide. Gavin Duckett there. Evergreens try and possess again. Puck pops up along the far side boards. Fighting for it's Quinton Shiro. Evergreens from behind the net. They set up something there. Over skating the puck was Alex Kisley. Rapids clears it out, but promptly surrenders the puck to the Evergreens. Again, Everest at neutral ice, controls again. Keaton Ottinger. Ahead to Kisley. Evergreens flick this ahead. Faster skater is Hackbarth. One-on-one from the far side board. Shot, pad, save. Good stop by Torger Staurci. Went down and denied Hackbarth. Hackbarth had only one defender to beat, and he did. All on the goalie there to keep this a one-goal game. Rapids tries to counterattack in front. Stick saved by Ethan Hurt of the Evergreens. From close range, Hurt just denied Keaton Cherokee. Evergreens counterattack. Two on two. Flicked on goal by Ortel high over the crossbar. Had Yaku's trailing. If he left that for the trailer, the Evergreens would have had a better chance. Evergreens still hold the zone here. Good back and forth hockey at the 9-minute mark of the first period. Rapids cannot clear. Trying to hold this zone for the Evergreens is Colby Schmidt. Nope, came out of the zone. Evergreens send it right back in. Colby Schmidt went down to the ice hard on his knees. Play on. Schmidt's a little slow getting up. Is he okay? Yes, he is. Turned over. Grant Ortel near the net. Had two Rapids defenders around him. Couldn't control the puck. Colby Schmidt, yeah, he's okay. Fights for it along the far side board. To Hackbarth in front. Close range save. Slap shot on the rebound. Shot wide. Grant Ortel. Last that for the Evergreens. Ortel's got it again. Fed it a little bit behind Colby Schmidt, who is in the slot for the Evergreens. And the Evergreens so far tonight having trouble connecting on these passes. The Evergreens could be a little more stick-to-stick. The Evergreens would have more than a 1-0 lead right now. Rapids clears back in their own defensive end. Evergreens again battling for the loose pucks. And the Evergreens' Grant Ortel comes away with it. Ortel's got a trailer on the far side. That's Brady Bunnell. Ortel will take it himself. Tough angle. Shot, save. Torger Strucci. He'll hold, and the Evergreens will get an offensive zone faceoff. 8 minutes to play first period. Intercity State Bank, simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. The sponsor of tonight's high school hockey, Evergreens lead Wisconsin Rapids 1-0 first period. Evergreens win. Goalie was screened, pops off his blocker straight up on a Yaku slap shot from the blue line. Puck went off to the near side boards. Evergreens have to fight for it there, and it comes out of the zone. Yakus is back. Yaku screened himself behind the linesman for a moment. Now goes cross ice. Here's Zinda, far side board. Zinda absorbs a big hit, lost the puck. Evergreens, though, have a player back there, Kenton Ottinger. Ottinger forward to Brady Bunnell right at the red line. Bunnell will flick it into the corner. Evergreens are on a line change. 7.5 minutes to play. And the Evergreens have just taken the puck away. Parker Nitsky. Evergreens now Kisley near side. Tried to get that centered back to Quinton Shiro. One of the Rapids players deflected back to the blue line. Man in front. Shot saved. Rebound is right in front. Evergreens jab at it. Cannot get it home. Parker Nitsky. A lot of traffic in front of the net for the Evergreens. I don't think the goalie saw that to the last minute. And Rapids clears the zone. Evergreens have owned the quality chances so far in the first period, leading 1-0. Evergreens' Jaglinski plays it to the corner. Coming up now is Yakus to hold in at the blue line. Along the near side boards and out of the zone again. Evergreens have a player back. Kyle Jaglinski gathers it in. Jags wraps it all the way around the boards. Evergreens look to close in on it here. Parker Nitsky. Rapids got that puck away, got it out of the zone. Again, the Evergreens right back, winning everything at neutral ice. Evergreens possess at the blue line. Evers player took a big hit right in front of the bench. Who's that? It's Parker Nitsky, who gets off okay. Rapids now down near the goal line. Ethan Hurt pad save. No, it got underneath him. The Evergreens turned it over on the far boards, and Rapids from close range skates in and ties the game 1-1. Kobe Acker scores for Rapids. I guess what you don't like about it if you're an Everest fan is it came off a turnover. It was an Everest mistake that sent up the Rapids score. And we're tied one apiece. Again, the Evergreens certainly are the better skating team. The Evergreens dominating in terms of shots on goal, but the Evergreens' passing has not been good tonight, at least not so far. And there it is, a defensive turnover that leads to a goal. Carson Gunderson will get an assist. Just announced to the crowd, 10:43, the time of the goal that ties us up one apiece. Evergreens look to possess here, long cross-ice pass. You know, the Evergreens have had so few home games this year. Everest has only played at home twice so far. And here's a big rink at Wisconsin Rapids. Evergreens, to be honest with you, may not be used to playing on this ice. Yakus from behind the net puts it in front. Wow, the goalie was beat. Hackbarth unable to bring it home from close range. And Evergreens still in front here, put on goal by Yakus. Rebound comes behind the net. Evergreens still possess. Colby Schmidt is in front if the Evergreens can feed it. 5 minutes to play in the first period. Evergreens looking to reestablish the lead. Rapids jabs at that puck and gets it out of the zone. Yakus controls for the Evergreens. Ahead now to Ottinger, and the Evergreens lose it along the near side boards right in front of the scorer's table. Bouncing biscuit there to the far side. Jaglinski for the Evergreens pops that puck up. Rapid sends it to the corner. Evergreens and Red Raiders are tied one apiece. Both of these teams played 2 days ago. Rapids 4-2 winners over Wausau East Merrill. Evergreens 4-2 winners over Spash. And here we are tied at one apiece. Rapids back in their own defensive end. Goes off the puck of one of the Everest players. That'll be icing. Offensive zone faceoff coming up in the Everest offensive zone. Hockey's brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Construction loans to Cloverbelt Credit Union. Evergreen's Quentin Shiro is going to take this draw to the goalkeeper's right. Evergreen's win it, just barely hold it at the blue line. No, they couldn't. Came out of the zone. Ketton Ottinger tried. Just came a little far back on the blade of his stick and goes out. Rapids now behind their own net. Big hit there, and the Evergreens take the puck away. Picked up by Brady Bunnell. And here's Hurt. Nice cross-ice pass now to Brady Bunnell. Bunnell shot, deflects off one of the Rapids defenders, and goes over the plexiglass and out of play. Offensive zone faceoff will come here for the Evergreens. Hockey is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home and Cremation Center. Respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019, when it matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there. Shiro will take the draw for the Evergreens. He wins it, goes behind the net, but a Rapids defender is there. Jaglinski closes up on the far side boards. Jag skating with the puck, goes behind the net, lost it there, stick checked away. Jacob Bisarski took it away for a moment. Rapids got to make sure they don't give the puck right back. Eddie Zinda is chasing. Rapids gets it out of the zone. And again, as soon as Rapids clears, the Evergreens look like they're ready to pick the puck right back. Yakus with a cross-ice pass. Over to Quinton Shiro. Big hit along the near side boards and out of the zone. Jaglinski comes up to the red line, sends it into the corner. Evergreens on a change again. Evergreens look to hold in. Hurt for the Evergreens. And partially fanned on that shot there, Parker Netsky. Netsky looked like he was going to have a good look from the near side circle. Stick and puck didn't make good contact. Flicked in by Jaglinski to the corner. Evergreens will fight for it there. Alex Kisley behind the net. It's kind of a weird game because the Evergreens seem a little bit off their game, tied 1-1. Now we're in the later stages of the first period. From outside the blue line, Rapid sends it into the corner. Gavin Duckett, that was almost on goal. Wide of the near side post, and from the corner, Duckett again. Stick save by the Evergreens, Ethan Hurt. Hurt has not been particularly busy. Evergreens have had the better chances in this first period, but right now it is even hockey. 2.5 minutes till the first intermission. Evergreens are in their defensive zone now. Evergreens go cross ice. Parker Hurt, who's the goal scorer, bounces off the far side boards, goes into the Evergreens offensive zone. Evergreens on a change, no icing. Evergreens hold it in, Hackbarth. Hackbarth has Ortell trailing. Hackbarth, wow, left it for the trailer, and Ortell wasn't expecting the puck and overskated it. Hackbarth would have been better off if he put that on goal. Counter-attacking chance for Rapids, put on goal by Peyton Crocker and held by the Evergreens' Ethan Hurt. A rare offensive zone faceoff coming up for Rapids. Rapids wins the offensive zone faceoff, slid right through the crease just out of the reach of Kobe Acker. Dangerous chance there. Keeps us tied 1-1. Evergreens counterattacking. 4-on-2. The Evergreens are onside. Well, just barely. Yakus may have been in early. No whistle. Evergreens carried in. Now Rapids defenders are back. Colby Schmidt tries to hold in. Yakus comes up along the near side boards. 1:40 until horn in the first period. Evergreens try and center that in front. Had Ortell there. Rapids defender disrupted the chance and comes out of the zone. Jaglinski flicks it back into the corner. Evergreens will chase, but a Rapids defender is closer. Evergreens' Ortell took the puck away. Near side boards in front. Colby Schmidt save! Schmidt was right outside the crease. Torger Starkarchi made a good save there for Rapids from close range. The Evergreens bid to break this tie late in the first period, 1-1. New skaters come on for both teams. Evergreens will ask Quinton Shiro to take the draws to the goalie's right. Shiro wins it, goes back. Shot on goal, pad save, blocks up, and almost a rebound chance for Zinda. And then smothered there by Starterchi. Another offensive zone faceoff coming for the Evergreens. And again, Quinton Shiro will take this draw, and again to the right of the goal. Goes into the corner here. Brady Bunnell fights for it. All the way around, Zinda near the goal line, far side boards, tried to get that centered. A little bit behind his teammate, shot on goal, gloved save. Brady Bunnell put it on for the Evergreens, just outside the circles. So the Evergreens are ratcheting up the pressure as they try and retake the lead here. 1:01 left in the period. Brady Bunnell takes the draw for the Evergreens and put on goal again. Rebound in front of the near side and off. Put on by the Evergreens, Brady Bunnell. Quentin Shiro was close to it. Rapids behind the net, sends it to the near side boards. Let's see if Zinda can win this puck. 45 seconds left. Zinda shot, tough angle from the far side board, save. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4 put on goal by the Evergreens in rapid succession, all turned away. Evergreens will make a late line change. Number one line comes back out for the final 45 seconds of the period. This will be another offensive zone face-off for the Evergreens. Shots on goal are going to be lopsided when we get those stats between periods. Ortell to take the draw. Ortell near side boards. Ortell trying to get that in front to Colby Schmidt. Not cleared. Evergreens hold the zone. 37 seconds left. Now out of the zone. Rapids has a one-on-one. Hackbarth is back for the Evergreens. Big punishing hit against Kagan Christie. Goes behind the net. Evergreens take it back. So Rapids, in the end, didn't get a look at the net because of that hard hit. Counterattacking, 3-on-2. Yaku's trying to get that ahead to Hackbarth. Too long. Slid it right through the crease. Needed that pass to be a little more accurate. Ortell, with 10 seconds left behind the net, trying to get that center to Hackbarth. Wrapped around the boards. Let's see if the Evergreens can hold in. Yaku's fanned on it with 5 seconds left. Puck is loose. 3-2-1. That's where the period will end. Pretty good, entertaining hockey. The Rapids goal did come on an Everest turnover, a mistake. The Evergreens lead in shots on goal, but the score is tied 1-1. We'll recap our scoring and give you our first period goalie statistics when we come back in 3 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.